Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's great to be joined by Casey Kenney, the voice of the Stratford Warriors. A big weekend coming up. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
Boy, Casey, last weekend, fans got their money's worth in
they
terms
certainly
of overtime
did.
Hockey.
They certainly did, for sure. So last Friday night at home, it was part of the crossover weekend where the Stratford Warriors, they're in the Midwest Conference. They played teams in the other conferences. So the Chatham Maroons were in Stratford on Friday night, the game that went to overtime. Stratford ended up winning in overtime, so that was a good victory.
And yeah, 4-3 in overtime.
Yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. Then they made the trip to the Telephone City on Sunday, down to Brantford, and unfortunately it was a back-and-forth game. They did lead late in the game, then Brantford pulled their goaltender, tied it up, and ended up winning in overtime. So
okay.
It was, one point, the elation of winning in overtime, and then the next game, the desperation of losing in overtime.
Yeah.
So back-and-forth kind of weekend, for
sure. Yeah, that was a 5-4 overtime loss at Brantford. And I just, it's great for the fans because you get that overtime action. But as an announcer or covering the game, are you thinking, oh, another overtime?
I love overtime.
Okay.
Overtime as an announcer is my favorite.
Okay.
Because there's nothing more thrilling than calling a 3-on-3, desperately taking that sip of water in between the play when it's frozen, waiting to get ready back into it. So,
nice.
That's my favorite time to call hockey, for sure. Like, overtime. Shootouts, not so much. Shootouts are kind of slow and kind of hard to describe, even on when you're doing a play-by-play broadcast, but certainly overtime is my favorite.
All right, and speaking of favorites, gosh, we got a big weekend happening this weekend for Stratford Warriors.
Yeah, for sure. So the top ranked team in the Midwestern Conference, the Elmira Sugar Kings, are in Stratford tonight at the William Allman Arena. That's a 7:30 start, and then Stratford makes the trip to Elmira on Sunday evening for a game, 7 o'clock start there. And there's only 3 points that separate the two teams, so it's close, and this weekend for sure we'll tell who will sit atop the conference at the end. Hopefully Stratford will be able to come out and get two victories, but Sugar Kings have been good so far to this point of the season, so it's going to be an interesting and exciting battle, I would imagine.
Now, from your vantage point, what did the Stratford Warriors need to think about going into this weekend taking on this first place team?
Well, the thing that they had a little bit of trouble with last weekend, especially against Brantford, was the power play. Unfortunately, unable to capitalize with the man advantage, I think that's something that they need to focus on is the power play coming into these games, because, especially against a team like Elmira, there's not a lot of open ice. They're right on top of you. They've got their talented players. So when you get opportunities like that to go on the power play and to be able to kind of, take the game or whatnot, you need to be able to take them. And
okay.
I think that'll be something for fans to keep an eye on, for
well,
sure.
Well, it is going to be huge. So it's taking on Elmira Sugar Kings, Stratford Warriors at the Allman Arena tonight. Game time?
Game time tonight is 7:30.
And then Sunday away?
7 o'clock.
All right. And, of course, the action's online this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Yeah. So all the games all season long can be heard on StratfordWarriors.hockey. Tonight it gets going at 7:25. And on Sunday night will be 6:55 start with myself and Don the General MacArthur.
All right. So check it out at the Allman Arena tonight. And, again, parking, because this is going to be a huge, huge game tonight. And we should let you know, Stratford Warriors GOJHL have posted on their Facebook page to advise fans that they are able to park at the Tom Patterson parking lot now that the season has wrapped up, saying, ask you that, of course, you park in the designated parking spots only, not to park in the loading dock area. But certainly on behalf of the Festival Theater and Stratford Warriors, that's great news.
Yeah, it is great news for sure, because I know at times, it can get pretty busy down there.
Especially
at the bigger games, as you say, Elmira in town will be a bigger game for sure. So it's nice to be able to have that area to be able to park in nice and close to the arena, just walk over. And nice that they were able to work that out, for sure.
It's going to be great hockey action tonight and this weekend with Casey Kenney, voice of the Stratford Warriors. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Jamie.